gotta do it when you don't expect it.
5 seconds. Welcome everybody to the podcast. This podcast, woo! Gentlemen, is sponsored. We are sponsored by Loot Crate.
Yay!
Like I said, this week is brought to you by Loot Crate. You can save 10% off a new subscription if you go to our special URL. It's trylootcrate.com/clash, not Clash of Nerds, just /clash. You remember that because it rhymes.
Yes.
And enter the promo code BRIDGE10. We'll have that link down in the description below, and we're going to be hearing more about our sponsor later. And no, we're not doing an unboxing. This is an old Loot Crate box. There is no new Loot Crate out just yet, so yeah. There's that. So welcome to the podcast, as usual. I'm your host, Josh. With me, as always, Izzo Nelson. We're playing GTA today because yes. I was on Google Trends, and no game was really trending, and this is always trending. So,
and we just like to shoot things up. And
yeah. I actually wanted to get Sonic Mania for tonight, but I want the special edition that comes with the, like, that thing is, like, legit the size of a Genesis 1 with the Sonic statue on it. Yeah.
Really?
And it comes with the gold ring, and it comes with a cartridge that doesn't work with the original Sonic.
How much does that go for?
70.
What?
Yeah, but it's sold out everywhere. Like,
I could probably remember.
The only one in the area that I could have gotten was up the PS4 version up in Tyson's.
Oh, screw that.
And I was, dude, I was so tempted yesterday. I was like, okay, if I Metro over on the Silver Line.
Yeah,
I was like,
Keenan. And then
I hit up Keenan. I was like, Keenan, how far are you from the Silver Line Metro stop? He's like a block. All right, how far is the Best Buy from your office across the street? I almost was like, dude, I'm about to buy something. Go pick it up for me. I'll meet you in an hour. I was very tempted, but I didn't because
I'm actually really surprised you didn't.
Yeah. If it was the Xbox One or the Switch, I probably would have.
You still want to play your PlayStation?
I don't want to play my PlayStation.
Wow!
I
mean, you could have given it to me, man.
I could have, but I'm not going to because Spider-Man's coming out soon.
Yeah.
And I also want to play God of War 4. That looks pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to start things off with the big hot news that the Obi-Wan Kenobi movie is in development.
Nice.
Which means it's at the start. We don't have a script. We don't have a director. Technically, we don't have an actor, but I think I speak for the nerd community when I say if Ewan McGregor is not Obi-Wan Kenobi, we riot.
Yeah.
Damn, are you beating up an elderly woman?
Yeah.
Was that a woman? Oh.
Yeah, she's just out for her morning walk and you just beat the shit out of her.
Good morning.
Oh, jeez.
You're not helping race relations right now.
He's not going to help it even more right now.
Well, you know, this guy lives in a bad neighborhood. You shouldn't be driving a BMW knockoff through it, you know?
True. Oh.
I didn't get very far.
Izzo shouldn't be driving at all, apparently.
Nope. Oh, he almost got his car.
No, that wasn't the same guy. That was some guy trying to jack you for it.
Oh, no, that's
the same guy.
No, I was pretty sure that was the same guy.
Oh, it wasn't. I thought the dude was wearing a suit and tie.
Nope. He was wearing a green shirt.
Jesus,
what
dude.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to run him over with the car.
Oh.
You're
failing.
Bad job.
I know, but the camera keeps switching every time I go in reverse.
Just go.
No. I must finish what I started.
Jesus. So anyways.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. So the Obi-Wan Kenobi movie. So it's getting written. Hopefully Ewan McGregor's in it. But I bring this up. Well, A, it's popular and I want, you know, clicks off of that. But also...
No, that's not why we do things. We do things to just bring...
Oh, you just killed a bunch of people!
No. I do things for clicks because I want this YouTube channel to be viable and I'm not doing anything. We're not going to talk about anything that won't get us at least views.
No, what I'm saying is that we at least care about what we're talking about.
Oh, we do care what we're talking about, yeah.
We're not sellouts. We're not... Oh, buy Loot Crate.
Yeah. but anyways, what do you want to see from this movie? Like, what kind of movie do you want it to be? I'll start this only because I'll give you an idea. I want it to be, and almost in the style of Logan, I want it to be like...
Ooh,
an old
yes.
Western, but you know, it's not a Western, but we have the perfect setting for it. He's on Tatooine, he's in a desert, he's an old hermit. I think what you could do, part, like a subplot for the movie is him looking after Luke, you know, just from the shadows and things like that, but somebody on Tatooine needs his help, like comes to him, you know, kind of like someone goes to the old gunslinger in the West and like, he's retired now, you know, and maybe... Just maybe, like, one cool thing could be about it is he doesn't even touch his lightsaber until, like, the end of the movie, until, like, the climactic battle.
Well, but we've already seen that with, like, Well, I don't want to. Well, if you haven't seen Rogue One already, then too bad. But I mean, we've already seen that type of, like, you know what I mean, like, development. Well, now I only speak of you know, with Darth Vader slashing everybody at the end.
Oh no, I don't mean like. Well, yeah, it doesn't have to be as cool, gore as Darth. Well, yeah. I mean, well, when I say he doesn't touch his lightsaber, I mean he's reluctant to. Like, he's seen all these Jedi slaughtered. He's in hiding because the Sith have taken over. Like, he's not necessarily rejected the Jedi ways, but he is so far removed from that. Like, the reluctant superhero, almost like Batman in The Dark Knight Rises kind of thing like that. The reluctant old gunslinger who doesn't want to touch his guns again because he's afraid of what might happen.
Yeah.
That is what I mean when he doesn't, when I say I don't want him touching his lightsaber until, like, the end of the movie when he really has to. But basically, like, I'd like to see kind of like an Unforgiven, a Shane, Magnificent Seven kind of, like, original Magnificent Seven story plot, to where, you know, he's just trying to left alone, looking after Luke, and somebody comes to him in dire need. They need Obi-Wan's help. They know he's a Jedi. They know he's in hiding, but they need his help because it's trouble. And I don't want really any spaceships. I really don't want to see him leave Tatooine. I want, like, this entire movie to be a small movie. Like, maybe the small, like, adjusted for inflation, the smallest budgeted Star Wars movie yet. You know? Odds are it will cost more than the original Star Wars.
Probably.
But if you were to raise that cost up by inflation,
yeah, if you scale
this would be less. So I want a very basic movie. And I think, A, Ewan McGregor is the actor who has got those chops. And I think, because I've already said this before about the anthology movies, the legacy movies, whatever they want to call them, that I don't want to revisit characters. Like, I want kind of, like, new stories.
Yeah.
But
if
we're going to revisit Obi-Wan, I think this is a chance to give us a really good new story and a new way to tell a Star Wars story. Like, branch out the way a lot of comic book movies are branching out. How we had a nice sci-fi romp with the Guardians.
Yeah.
How Logan gave us an old Western. And Thor Ragnarok is looking to give us, like, a buddy comedy, you know?
Yeah.
Give us some, like, in the Star Wars universe, give us some...
Keep it dark. Like...
Not necessarily dark, but...
Not like that, at least.
Yeah. Not necessarily dark so much, because if you look at even some of the best Westerns, like Unforgiven, they're not really dark, I wouldn't say. But, yeah, I want something, like, back to basics. Very gritty, you know? Like a spaghetti Western feel to it. And I think that'd be a really cool way to take on it. Because what I really want from these anthology Star Wars movies, I want different stories. Because the problem, I like Rogue One, but the further I get away from Rogue One, it's a basic story to me. And it's a Star Wars story. I want, like, a lot of these... I've got this Star Wars trade paperback over there where it tells a bunch of different stories, and there are different kinds of stories. They're not all sci-fi stories. So in the end, I kind of want, like, yes, it's going to be a sci-fi story because you got a wizard and a lightsaber and things like that, but I want it told in a different tone, and I don't want all the Star Wars movies to have the same tone, because Rogue One, even though it was a little darker, still same tone as the original trilogy, you know.
Because rebellions are built on hope.
Yeah, God, that was so But yeah, if we're going to do this, I definitely want, you know, a different tone. So with that said, I want an old Western tone. Nelson, what would you like out of an Obi-Wan movie?
Honestly, what you described is not too far off than what I wanted. The only thing that I kind of want to see that you hadn't mentioned, and I don't know how that would work, really, is remember that scene you were telling me about from the Obi-Wan comic book where he just wrecked shit?
Oh, no, it wasn't Obi-Wan. It was the Star Wars comic, where...
Star Wars
comic. I'll describe the scene since I probably haven't told about it. So in one of the Star Wars comics, that Marvel released, the new Star Wars comics, not the old ones from the 70s, take place between A New Hope and Empire. So Luke is going through Obi-Wan. It doesn't take place after Empire because Han's in it. So it takes place between A New Hope and Empire. Luke went back to Tatooine to Obi-Wan's hut to find a bunch of shit. And he reads this I think he read it, or it just could have been a flashback scene with the Force or something like that. But basically, Luke as a boy, probably like 8-9 years old, is out alone in the desert, like, just being a kid, having fun. And it's dark out. And he comes across some members of Jabba's gang, and they're about to mug him, kill him, something. And all of a sudden, Obi-Wan uses, like, the Force to take out all the lights. Mm-hmm. And you see a flash of, like, a lightsaber and just all of them get murdered.
Nice.
And then Luke's just standing there by himself. Like, he doesn't make his present known to Luke or anything like that. He's just, boom, in and out.
Right. Yeah, it's like, when you describe that scene to me, I was like, that'd be a pretty cool movie to see. Or maybe even a special. Just, like, something where you have Obi-Wan watching over Luke. But he's not known to Luke at all,
right?
Yeah.
He's invisible.
That, like I said, like a subplot where he'd be still keeping an eye on Luke, but he's going off on this main adventure kind of thing like that. I don't really want Luke involved too much in it. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
I don't want the main adventure him being, like, saving Luke or something like that. Because, I think, again, with Rogue One, we're getting into much of a familiar territory where...
Yeah.
Yes, we have this familiar character, but I want it to be completely different.
Yeah, you don't want to fill in plot holes that weren't there.
Yeah. Which create new plot holes.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I did see something today that made me groan, but I didn't get a chance to actually fact check it at all.
Are you talking about the Jabba the Hutt thing?
No. Oh. I was talking about Yoda and Boba Fett.
What?
I saw an article, I think it was on comicbook.com, but I don't know how old it
was.
They're
very clickbaity, though.
Yeah, I don't know how old it was, and I didn't get a chance to fact check it, because I just really didn't have time to do much outside of actual work today. But they were saying that those two were going to get movies in development.
It could be
a rumor. Like I said,
the only thing officially announced in development is Obi-Wan.
Okay.
Nothing else is. So.
Okay. Because like I said, I didn't see how old it was, and I didn't get a chance to fact check it. I didn't even actually really click on it.
They talk a lot of shit over at comic book movie, which is why I almost never click on their articles anymore. Like, they're like, check out Hawkeye's new look for Avengers Infinity Wars, and then showed like Ultimate Hawkeye, like a drawing of Ultimate Hawkeye, and then you click on the thing. A picture's just of the back of Jeremy Renner's head, and he has a mohawk. It's like, that's not really a new look. If the headline was said, check out Hawkeye's new do for Avengers Infinity Wars, I'd have been less pissed. Where I thought maybe we were going to get a picture of him, like, on the set in, like, an Ultimate Avengers costume or some shit like that.
Or they brought back the skirt.
Yeah. It's just something like that, but no, it was clickbait, so I almost never click on their shit anymore. So what kind of genre would you want it to fall into, Nelson?
Kind of like a spaghetti western, but obviously it's not going to be one because it's in space, but it'll share a lot of the same tones, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way
it could
really
still be a Western. A Western doesn't have to be like...
Oh, yeah, I know.
Guns,
I mean,
stuff like that. Like I said, Logan is very much a modern-day Western. In fact, Logan shares a lot of DNA, not just with Shane, where we see that long monologue from Shane in it, but also it's very much like Unforgiven.
Yeah. And then, you know, one of my favorite animes is Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
So that itself is a very spaghetti Western style of presentation. So, and that was all sci-fi and whatnot.
After watching Logan again the other day, it's kind of like, I gotta buy Unforgiven on 4K. I never upgraded it to Blu-ray because I had the special edition DVD.
Oh, okay.
So I never upgraded that to Blu-ray. So
I guess the upconvert was pretty good on that.
It's a very good upconvert. Mm-hmm. But what's stopping me right now, it's like $32.
Ooh,
yeah.
Once you break the $30
I was like, that's a great movie. But it's also a long movie, and it's a movie like you digest, and you don't have to watch it again for a while.
Yeah. Kind of like freaking Forrest Gump.
Yeah, it's kind of like, all right, I watched that 3-hour marathon. I'm good for a couple years on this movie.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So, 2019.
Yeah. So, Izzo, what kind of Obi-Wan movie would you like?
You know, I think it's going to be a general consensus with me as well, too. I think that the Western, I mean, just with the way that I've kind of noticed the trend with Star Wars movies in general, I think Western fits just fine with it.
Yeah, because it's a change of pace.
Yeah. So I'm completely cool with it. I don't know, like, what would you think about, like, an Origins type of movie for Obi-Wan?
We already got that. That was Phantom Menace.
Yeah, actually, that's very true.
Yeah, well, I think I was less interested in the movies back then.
Yeah, go rewatch it. Because
that's the only time you'll ever hear him say that.
If you want to see his origin, that's pretty much his origin.
Yeah, it is.
Right there. Because you're not going to get too much from it. Because he was a Padawan, he was a kid. Because it's like Anakin and Luke are a different thing because they were older than most Padawans or younglings found. Mm-hmm. So Obi-Wan was probably like a toddler when he became into the Jedi Order. There's nothing suggested in the movies that he was a renegade or a rebel or anything.
Yeah, they just need to redo it because
redo Phantom Menace.
I would love for them to just scrap the prequel trilogy and do a brand new prequel.
Right.
That has nothing to do with what we saw.
Please.
So a Western, I think we're all agreed there that a Western, a lone gunman.
How's this car still running?
I don't know.
I don't think the front passenger tire is moving though.
Oh, just like the first car that he took.
Yeah.
Oh, that one's about to fall.
Good lord, my friend. All right. So we're all agreed Western. Any kind of like story arc you want to see it go through?
What do you mean?
I gave a vague description. You know, someone like there's trouble. Someone tries to come get him out of retirement.
Mm.
And he kind of resists being a Jedi and he tries to handle it as a normal person. But then the stakes become too high and he's got to break out that old lightsaber and start fucking shit up.
Yeah, you know, I actually like that premise. I mean, I actually like that, you know, story. So if they kind of go with something similar to that, I think it'd be very
Disney, happy. I'm available. I'll work for spec.
You know, when he's not writing for WWE.
Yeah. I have so many good ideas. I should be hired. Mm. All right, so we're going to move on from there. The Defenders return today because we record this on a Friday. Nelson and I have watched the first episode so far, so good.
Yep.
It is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm looking forward to more episodes. Where do we think the Defenders is going to go? Obviously, they're fighting the Hand, but does anybody have any idea,
I honestly don't have a clue.
Watched the first episode. I don't know where it's going to
go. Yeah, I honestly don't have a clue. All I know is it's actually shorter than all the previous shows.
8 episodes.
Yeah, like it's only 8 episodes.
I always said 8 to 10 would be the sweet spot. We don't need 13 episodes.
Which, we'll see if that holds water.
Yeah.
But as of right now, I don't have any idea where this is going to go.
Well, I don't think with 4 characters, we're going to get a lot of filler.
Yeah, no. And with 8 episodes, you don't have a lot of room for filler.
No.
Because I honestly don't know where it's going to go. I tried my best to catch up as best I could before the Defenders came out. I had just finished Iron Fist last weekend.
Mm. Okay.
And
how was it?
I enjoyed it. I will say this.
I've heard say that.
I enjoyed it.
I haven't watched it.
But
I haven't seen it either.
Compared to the other shows, it is a hot mess.
We're talking like Jessica Jones, Luke Cage. Really?
It is easily the weakest one. It could have been 6 to 8 episodes. But there was some subplots that did not need to exist.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ending, the final battle with the big bad of that series,
mm-hmm.
You spend the entire series not knowing what side he's on.
Even though you
have the inclination that he is not good.
Right.
You have that suspicion, and there are times where he's like, oh man, he's definitely not good, but then he's like, oh wait, maybe he's not all that bad.
Yeah.
And it, because of his existence, those subplots are there, and they feel shoehorned in.
Mm-hmm.
If they had just stuck to the core, which was, you know, Danny Rand comes back, and he's taking on the Hand.
Mm-hmm.
They stuck solely with that, it would have been a whole lot shorter, and it would have been a lot more concise, and a lot more enjoyable.
Right.
Luke Cage was better.
Well, yeah, Luke Cage was freaking awesome.
Yeah,
for Punisher.
But Luke Cage, his first season wasn't without his problems too. He kind of suffered almost the same thing, except you could have just chopped off 4 episodes of his season.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know, like I said, like 8 to 10.
Yeah,
sweet spot, because there's They just threw in a lot of filler. Like, Jessica Jones had a lot of filler.
Yeah, I felt the same way about
the only one that didn't feel like it had a ton of filler, I think, were the Daredevil ones, only because of a couple reasons. The second season of Daredevil, you had the Punisher involved, so, I mean, that gave us a nice little second story to follow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And with the first season of Daredevil, A, it was all new. Plus, like, every scene that Vincent D'Onofrio as the Kingpin was in just felt like I could watch this, like, scene for, like, 30 more minutes.
Yeah.
Right. So none of his scenes felt like filler. Oh, damn.
You keep getting ejected, man.
Oh.
And you shot. Died from that. I think you got shot.
I think my kidney exploded or something.
That dude's like, what the fuck?
Too much excitement.
So speaking of excitement, rumor has it that at Gamescom this weekend, the Xbox X, we're going to get pre-order details on Sunday, could be, stop listening. stupid Xbox.
I was like, who's he talking to? It's like,
could be, we're just going to refer to it as the Scorpio, just so the stupid thing doesn't listen.
Yeah.
Xbox?
Shut your whore mouth. we could be getting, pre-order details soon, so.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited for that, because as soon as that goes live, pre-order.
Oh, so you're making the move.
Oh, I'm getting one. Yeah, I thought it
was. He's already got it planned out.
Yeah, see, so what I'm going to do is, I'm going to get that, the Xbox X, put it down here, buy a brand new 4K TV, move the S upstairs to my living room, move this current 4K TV upstairs to the living room, and then take my current TV and move it to my bedroom and take that big old DLR TV I have. I don't know what I'm doing with it. Maybe just store it for now until my nephew moves out and then put it in the guest room. But then again, if I could do that deal I said from the big screen store where I get the free 50-inch TV, I might
drop that off Goodwill.
What I'll probably do is give the 50-inch TV to Sean. Put that in his room, replace the old-ass Vizio flat screen he has.
Oh, that thing that's like seemingly a space heater on its last legs.
Yes. it does get warm.
Yeah, I noticed that when we were setting up his room. Yeah. I was like, jeez, this thing gets hot.
Yeah, it does. It's an plasma. It's an old plasma.
Yeah, I was like, that thing can't be long for this world either. As hot as that thing's getting.
So, we all excited about the Xbox X finally coming out?
Yeah, I'm definitely getting it. So, did you hear about the limited one special that they're going to do on the launch date?
No.
So, apparently they're going to have the Scorpio name, like, outlined vertically on the controller. And I believe on the console as well, too.
Okay, so I guess this is like a day one edition?
Yeah.
So that's pretty
nice.
Is it
exclusive to a store?
So you would say that's a pretty nice surprise from Xbox, right?
Yes.
Yes.
If you like surprises, every month is like a surprise.
I had no idea. Why is he looking at me so intently?
When you get a loot crate, it comes with, what is it, $45 to $60 worth of value?
Yeah.
Of stuff, and it's only, well, depending on what kind of subscription, program you get. If you do it monthly, it's $19.99 a month, and if you do a six-month subscription, it's lowered, and if you do a year subscription, it's lowered. But also, you can lower that price if you go to our special link, trylootcrate.com/clash, and put in the promo code BRIDGE10, and that will get you 10% off your first subscription. So, big money saving there, and if you do the 6 months, 3 months, 6 months, or 1 year, you'll save even more because you'll get 10% off that total subscription price, as opposed to if you just try it out for 1 month, then you're only going to save 10% off that one month, where you can save even more if you do a longer subscription, and you do help out this channel when you do that. So that is our sponsor this week, Loot Crate. We thank them for their sponsorship, and we thank them for many Loot Crates to come. And in fact, I just want to say we're not blowing smoke. Nelson and I have had subscriptions to Loot Crate, and currently I'm doing their Slam Crate, which is
so am I. I'm currently doing that one.
Yeah, their WWE thing.
I actually meant to wear a Loot Crate shirt today. I completely forgot.
We've done the unboxings on the channel.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's a video I'll have to link when we get it put up. So we're happy customers of Loot Crate. We've enjoyed it. I definitely like their Slam Crate.
I might try out the Anime Crate at some point.
They have an Anime Crate.
They do, but the thing is, I have to find the right theme.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
I'm not, I'm old. I don't watch a lot of new anime, so some of these animes, I don't know what they are.
If it ain't got Dragon Ball.
If it's not Dragon Ball or One Punch Man or Outlaw Star or Cowboy Bebop, I'm kind of confused.
The only Yeah. And it's kind of like, I've always been meaning to try the video game crate thing, too. But
that one does look cool.
It's one of those things like, it's got to be the right theme.
Yeah, this thing. It's got to be the right theme. Mm-hmm. I'm actually kind of surprised you haven't done Loot Pets just once.
There's so many of those. Yeah, you get like a crate for pets, but Taylor doesn't give a shit about anything. She doesn't really care about toys. If she has a ball, that's what she likes.
Yeah.
She doesn't care about the sweaters I buy her.
Not to mention, she has the best collar in the world anyway.
Yeah, she's got the CM Punk, best dog in the world collar. But that's the thing, like, I've thought about it, but she could give two shits about toys.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She cares about her ball.
As I just remembered, video that's on our YouTube page of your unboxing of BB-8 and her not giving a shit.
Yeah, that's so disappointing. I thought she'd chase that thing. Yeah. Oh, God, there's $150 wasted. BB-8 just collects dust on my nightstand.
Yeah. I mean, it's a cool idea.
It's a cool idea, but yeah, that idea did not last long.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are other people who have their BB-8s who play with it, but I'm just like, yeah.
See, that's the thing. If it came out when we were, like, kids, I'd have been all about it.
This was fun for 2 weeks. Yeah. No, I didn't think that, because Sean didn't give two shits about BB-8 either.
Yeah. So you paid
$150.
Just because we
might have been 100.
It's because we wanted to get involved with the first Force Friday.
Yeah, we got sucked
into
that.
We did that video.
I bought a shit ton of stuff.
I did not. I bought a little Lego set, which I've since taken apart and used the parts for other stuff. And Chewie, who is on my desk at work.
I bought I bought BB-8. I bought the Infinity set that came from Star Wars.
Look at that dude.
What?
He's hanging on.
Shoot him.
He's hanging on to
you.
It's part of it. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, what's
that? Yeah, that's why I backed up. I was like, what?
What the heck?
Oh, I just ran over that motorcycle.
That person dead.
So, there's a question a friend of mine asked me the other day, so I thought it'd be a good topic to talk on the podcast, especially since it's a slow news day. So, what best score or best soundtrack for a movie?
Best score, Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park,
next
best
question.
Score? Well, what's the best soundtrack then?
That's a good question. So I was talking to Nelson about this earlier. So if it's not Jurassic Park, then honestly, I like Bad Boys. The first Bad Boys, not the second one so much. Because Michael, whatever his name is, Bay.
Michael Bay.
Yeah.
Because Michael Bay. Nice.
Yeah.
Nelson?
If I had to pick... because I have a few favorites, because I actually was a little excited when I saw that.
You can name a couple.
Yeah, like some of my favorites, like, as far as scores are concerned, because I didn't think about scores.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked The Dark Knight. And this might sound a little cheesy. I really like
Ferngully.
The Back to the Future. All three of them. The Back to the Future scores.
Yeah.
The scores are fantastic.
Yeah.
I love those. As far as soundtracks are concerned, my favorites.
Back to the Future.
That's actually not on there. I really was into the Kill Bill Volume 1 soundtrack when that first came out. That was a really good one. Not Moonwalker. As a kid, maybe.
Yeah.
But not now. I loved Chef. I thought that was a great soundtrack.
Salty Balls in Your Mouth?
No. Not that Chef. The Jon Favreau movie. Baby Driver is currently one of my favorites as well. That was a really good one. It had a very eclectic sound. And it actually was... You know, it was an extension of the main character of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because, it really matched his mood or what he was going through in whatever scene he was in.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, it was a part of him.
Yeah.
It was, it brought me into the movie a lot. Kind of the same thing with the soundtrack for Chef. That brought me in, that it was an extension of the characters and what they were going through and what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Not just to set up the tone, like with some movies.
Like Suicide Squad. Oh, we have a jail scene. House of the Rising Sun.
Yeah, exactly. It was like the, all of the ones that I've mentioned, they
you could tell freaking Suicide Squad wanted to be Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, every way possible. It wanted to be. Yeah, it's just that's the difference between like the soundtracks that I mentioned and the one in Suicide Squad. With the ones that I
that
mentioned,
was a bad idea.
Oh,
that was my Fast and the Furious moment.
There goes Toretto. He's dead. But with the dude, the soundtracks I mentioned, they were they were all
time rocks.
Crafted, and they served a purpose for the story. So, Josh.
Okay, so for score, mine's gonna be kind of big. Pretty much everything John Williams has done since Jaws.
that's a good one.
So Jaws, E.T.
So you've got a back catalog.
Back to the Future, the Star Wars movies, Jurassic Park,
Superman.
John Williams has a way of just like.
He didn't do the original Batman, did he?
No, that was.
Was that Danny Elfman?
Danny Elfman, yes. Okay. John Williams has a way of just capturing the moment. Like,
oh yeah,
it's like it seems like every piece of music he writes for a scene is just perfect. Like, if it's like a scene in like Jaws, Jurassic Park, where like something bad's about to happen, there's that building dread within the music.
Oh yeah,
and it's not like the music's telling you something bad's coming, but it adds to the environment.
Yeah,
where
it creates
I'm going to argue with you here with Hans Zimmer with The Dark Knight. It's not bad. I'm not a big fan of Hans Zimmer. I think The Dark Knight's his best work. But it's a lot of tones.
Yeah.
I like a score with actual instruments. I don't like the tones. And that's the bad precedent Hans Zimmer has set. Or at least Chris Nolan has set using Hans Zimmer with his movies. It's a lot of tones. And
yeah. I mean, that's why I singled out specifically The Dark Knight. Because that was the most successful.
Yeah, and The Dark Knight doesn't. It also has those faults. But yeah, so pretty much like anything John Williams has done, just because he's so good at it, and it feels so cliche to say John Williams.
Oh
he's
yeah,
so good. It's
but
just
he is,
like
he's just.
It's just
good.
Like when people ask me my favorite band, it's the Beatles, because they're so good. You know, it's just like sometimes cliched answers are the right answer because that cliche. Cliched answer is right. You're about to drown.
I know. Yeah.
Are you trying to?
Yeah.
As far as soundtracks go, it's going to be a mixed bag. And for this first one, you're going to have to go with me on the trip. Because I'm going to say it, and you're going to look at me and be like, no, go with me on this trip.
Am I going to have that reaction?
You both probably will. Batman Forever.
It's so random.
Nelson. No.
So
go with me.
So
go with
on.
Me. Go with
moving
me.
On.
Kiss from a Rose.
Kiss from a Rose is a great song, but here's the thing. Like,
these
songs. Is he still talking?
Nelson. These songs weren't just grabbed for the soundtrack. They weren't grabbed for the soundtrack. They were specifically written for the movie. Mm-hmm. So you have Seal's Kiss from the Rose. You have probably U2's best song since The Joshua Tree. And they haven't done a song.
Oh yeah,
since.
Hold Me, Kiss Me,
Hold Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me, Thrill Me.
Yeah,
which also was a kick-ass video.
So then, are we also going to consider Con Air? Because
also Ice Cube was on that soundtrack. Like that soundtrack, let me pull it up real quick. That soundtrack was badass.
I was very surprised.
I told you you're going to have to go with me on a trip. I meant to download. I actually meant to download the whole.
I mean, soundtrack. with Kiss from a Rose and Hold Me, Kill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me. However, whatever.
Yeah, because I actually got
I loved that song when it came out. Because I thought it was a great song. But outside of those two, I don't know that I heard anything outside of the Batman theme.
I had gotten that free with like the comic book adaptation of it.
Okay.
Batman Forever.
Don't worry, Izzo. He still has time to say ninja rap.
But yeah, like granted this is a I'm sorry, it was Method Man, not Ice Cube. This is like a encapsulation of the time and it might not hold up, but it was a damn good soundtrack. So you have U2, you have PJ Harvey, you have Brandy, you have Seal, Massive Attack, Eddie Vedder, Maisie Starr, The Offspring, Smash It Up is a badass song. You got Method Man on there. And the Flaming Lips. So you got like all the 90s right there.
You do.
In every genre. The 90s. And like I said, all of this was written for the movie, so it wasn't like they just grabbed a bunch of songs.
Well, back then, they also did that. They don't do that as much anymore.
No. No.
That's actually something that I miss from movies from when we were growing up in movies now.
Yeah, songs.
The soundtracks are just kind of secondary.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
another,
if they even do it.
Another one, and this is more songs inspired for and inspired by, Superman Returns. Because basically what Bryan Singer did was got a bunch of some older Superman songs. Like there's one by R.E.M. on there.
Mm-hmm.
There's one about the Green Lanterns in there. That's an old 60s song. Mm-hmm. And there's also one done by Andrew McMahon. And that's a really good soundtrack too. I picked mm-hmm. that bad boy up. That was good. So those are two oddball choices, but mm-hmm. definitely it's, I think it's the music inspired by, Superman Returns is that soundtrack. But also, probably my favorite, like, current one is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
No,
like, that
yeah.
first soundtrack is great. Like, the second one's really good, too, but the first one's definitely great, and the second
those are really good ones.
Yeah, and as far as Baby Driver goes, it's a good soundtrack, but for me it didn't hold up. Like the Guardian soundtrack,
mm-hmm.
I still listen to off the iTunes list I had.
Mm-hmm.
I got rid of a lot of the songs from Baby Driver. Like there's still
a
handful on there,
okay.
but a lot of them are just like, this song for me is only good in that moment of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me just listening to it in my car,
yeah.
or for me like running on the treadmill, this isn't working.
See, that's the thing about Baby Driver soundtrack. That's not really good. There's not really good workout music for one, but yeah, you do lose something with that soundtrack outside of the movie, and
yeah.
I will agree with that. Though that reminded me of two things that I actually left off my list. Besides, I can't believe I left off Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2.
Yeah,
I was actually that surprised me. I just spaced on that, but I also forgot both the score and the soundtrack for Scott Pilgrim.
Yes.
I have both of them, and I enjoy both.
Yeah, I don't remember the score, but yeah, the soundtrack was really good.
Yeah, because all of the songs by Scott Pilgrim's band, they were written by Beck.
Yeah.
And in fact, Beck did a cover of one of the songs. I believe it was Threshold.
Technically, is it a cover if
it's
he wrote it?
I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird situation, because he wrote it... For a movie.
It cracks me
up. It was performed
like,
by this, but it was written by him, and he's performing it. I don't know how to do it.
I can't think of the band's name, but the song All the Young Dudes, David Bowie wrote it for this band who was on his label because he wanted them to have a hit, because he really liked them, but they were kind of out there, so they weren't really getting that mainstream hit, so he wrote the song for them.
Right.
And years later, he recorded himself because he fucking wrote it.
Yeah.
And all these people were like, David Bowie's covering this band, and it's kind of like,
no.
Like technically, they did record it first,
really?
But... Is he really covering it since, you know, he wrote it?
Yeah, I know.
It's
one of those weird things where you're like, you don't know if he covered it because he wrote it.
Yeah,
But he wasn't the first one to
I found it. Out that the reasons for him writing it just recently, because I was listening to Deep Tracks on Sirius XM, and it was going through the whole thing because I've got like a ton of David Bowie albums, but I've got his like Greatest Hits collection from a few years ago, which was like a 4-disc set.
Yeah.
And that song's on there. I was like, that's an odd thing for David Bowie to cover. It's like, I've always loved this song, so cool. David Bowie's doing it. Oh, damn, that person just drove over a person trying to get away.
Yep.
And so, and then I find out years later that he actually wrote the song, and you're driving in basically an eclipse, by the way.
Yep.
Yep.
Does it take you back?
No, because I had the good eclipse. That's the shit eclipse. It's the new modern eclipse.
Oh, was that the body model after yours?
No, it was two model years after mine.
This is when they were trying to save it. And
yeah.
They failed miserably.
Well, Mitsubishi just failed miserably as a car company after like the late 90s.
No, I don't agree with that because when they brought back the Evo, they seemed to be doing really well with that.
Well, yeah, that's one car, and then they killed the Evo, too.
Well, just recently, though, within the last couple of years.
Yeah, but I mean, when you only have one car to your name, that's not a good thing unless you're Ferrari.
Yeah, but
or DeLorean.
No.
I know.
Which, by the way, I saw DeLorean on 95.
Yo, did you?
With the freaking Back to the Future body kit.
Oh, of course. I mean, here's the thing. If you
DeLoreans look weird as shit without
that. Yeah, if you have a DeLorean and you don't have that body kit, what the fuck are you doing with your life?
But also, speaking of some soundtracks, the early Marvel soundtracks, like Spider-Man 1 and 2.
I do remember Spider-Man being a good
The Punisher
one.
Had a really good soundtrack.
Actually, yeah, you're right. That did
that,
have
like,
really
fake
good...
Johnny Cash song that's on there. That is so fucking good.
And then Finger 11.
Yeah.
Which was used as Kane's
theme
song.
Kane's theme. That is, oh, I love that so
Slow
much.
Slow Burn or whatever it was
yeah.
called. Yeah.
Oh, burr, burr, go get the smart car.
Oh, man. It was too fast for him. Too what? Furious.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Oh. Got him in the kneecap, then you shot him.
Oh,
that's right.
So you're violent. Okay. So almost wrapping it up. We're going to wrap it up here. So we're over halfway through 2017, which is fucking weird.
Yeah. When I made that realization,
so,
I was like,
I mean, we're about to hit the surplus of games and game systems coming out and movies for the holiday season. So of 2017 remaining, what games and movies are you looking most forward to?
Does Thor come out this year?
Yeah, Thor comes
yeah,
out in
November, right?
Yeah, I'm definitely, that's one I'm looking forward to.
And
too.
Justice League comes
and
out
Avengers,
this,
right?
Yeah.
No, Avengers is next year. Next.
Justice League comes out this year, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Justice League comes out.
I'm not really too
excited. I can't say that I'm excited for it. I am curious to see if
it's
Joss
good?
Whedon made a good movie
saved
out
it?
Of it. Yeah,
saved I'll it. Tell you one thing, man. If that gets pushed back to 2018, I won't be surprised with the
yeah.
amount of reshoots they're reportedly doing.
Remember that article I told you the headline for? that it was like Zach. It essentially said Zack Snyder's cut was unwatchable.
Yeah,
was
that but that,
now
but
I kind of want to see it if it's that.
Well, no, I heard more about that. Oh, that was kind of like it was a rumor, and it was like a guy knows a guy who knew a guy.
Oh, really? Yeah, oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, because I investigated that a little bit more.
Because I mean, if it was seriously that bad. I kind of wanted to see.
Granted, I feel Batman vs. Superman's almost unwatchable. Suicide Squad.
It's very unwatchable.
Suicide Squad is definitely unwatchable. Mm. So, Zack Snyder, Justice League movie, when you combine all those elements, it could have been a jumbled mess.
Yeah,
like,
probably.
It very well could have been. Like, I'm not going to say it was without ever seeing it, and we won't ever see that cut.
Yeah.
But it damn well could have been.
I'm also looking forward to the Star Wars movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That comes out.
Yeah, so Last Jedi comes out. What about gaming? I know you're getting an X.
Trying to remember what else is really coming out besides
FighterZ.
Nothing
comes.
FighterZ is 18.
Oh, is that 18?
That's
shit.
Next year, yeah.
Ooh,
then that means the only game I'm really looking forward to that I remember off the top of my head is WWE 2K18.
No, there's got to be another game though.
Mario Odyssey is coming out.
I mean, since I don't have a Switch that, yet, I'm
yeah.
not really
yeah.
super excited for that yet.
Any games coming for PS4? So I almost feel like I have
Spider-Man still doesn't have a date, does it?
I think that's 2018. Same with God of War 4. Mm. Cuphead.
Oh yeah, Cuphead. I forgot about Cuphead.
About Cuphead.
Can't wait for that to come out.
Well, Sonic Mania just came out. That was one of the ones I was excited about. A lot of people are excited for Madden and COD. I'm interested when it comes to the trial on EA Access. I'm interested to try it out that Madden story mode. And I could be wrong, but one thing I've noticed from the previews, I think you play as a pre-rendered character.
I think that's the case. I was
kind of hoping like you create your own person,
and it looks that badass.
Yeah.
Oh man, that'd be the day.
Like, because that would be good. Because I mean, it's in because that's an RPG aspect of it.
Yeah.
Like kind of like a Fallout, and like it was one thing like back in the Super Nintendo days. Where basically you just have a sprite and you named it.
Yeah.
But, you know, as we've gotten to the Xbox 360 and maybe even the PS2, but I can't really remember playing too many RPGs on that, you can custom create your own character. You've always been able to custom create your own character in Madden.
Right.
So the fact that I'm given this one kid to play as for the story mode and I can't make my own character, like, look like me and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's a little bothersome to me. Like,
yeah, I mean, because you're kind of going backwards.
Yeah, because I'd be more invested if like the avatar was supposed to be me.
Yeah.
Because I think that's just human nature, kind of thing like that. So if that's the case, that's disappointing that they didn't do that. Because yeah, like you said, it feels like it's going backwards at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, in that respect. But hopefully, if that's the case, they need to knock it out of the park for everything else.
Well, it looks like everything else in Madden is looking.
Yeah,
like, this looks.
I mean,
like
even
really
even if they
Madden.
Don't, though, the thing about Madden, the Maddens and the CODs of you know the year. I mean, to me nowadays, they have so many of them. It's like It's like pumpkin spice everything during fall.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen. I'm gonna get another one next year. Granted, I fall into that trap with WWE.
I want some Sam Adams pumpkin beer now. Let's go get some Oktoberfest too.
Nice.
But you get what I'm saying. It's like, yeah, I mean,
you gotta wow me.
Yeah, they're not gonna. Not all of them are gonna wow you.
Yeah, other than the Xbox X and maybe the next Forza is coming out this year.
And maybe that's what
right.
It is.
That is, I think.
Yeah. So there's a channel that I watch called the Hooligans, mm-hmm. and they actually just announced that they've got a car pack. So I'm actually really interested in what that's gonna
for Forza.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if it's for Horizons, but I think it's for the new Forza.
Hmm.
7, I believe?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
You couldn't use any of your stuff from Forza 5 in Horizons, right, Josh? There's a deer.
I don't think so, no. Some of the stuff transferred over. Let's see. Yeah. I'm just looking at video games coming out this year. Cuphead, we talked about.
Damn,
South Park Fractured Butthole is supposed to come out this year.
I'm sorry, what?
Fractured Butthole?
Butthole.
But if you say it too fast, you say Fractured Butthole.
Anything that... Crackdown got pushed back. That was supposed to come out this year.
Yeah. I mean, for that one...
Oh, Shadow of War.
Oh, Shadow of War. Is that coming out this year?
Yep, that's coming out in October.
All right.
You know, Keisha's excited about Destiny 2.
Yep.
I actually might buy that. Oh, Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Okay.
That should be cool.
Well, if you decide to buy it, Josh, you do have that reserved copy.
Wolfenstein 2. I'm looking forward to that because I'm really enjoying the...
Oh, he got caught in the window! Oh, my God!
Oh, man. So, on that crazy note, we're going to go ahead and end this podcast. Remember... we thank Loot Crate. Try lootcrate.com/theclash bridge tent, 10 TEN, but you write out the number 10, is the promo code to enter to save 10% off your first Loot Crate subscription. So go there, check it out. It really helps out the channel. I'm Josh. This is Izzo. That's Nelson. Good night, Tokyo.
It's actually morning. But
no, don't watch it at night because it gets put in the morning.
Oh, right now it's